KO4, HKX, mobile.
Action 0TR. Well, you gotta head for home first, Patrick, before you go up to the meeting tonight.
One time I forgot to turn my volume up.
Wondering if you're going by the QTH where you go up north. I don't know exactly where they have that meeting at. Tryon, I think.
Tryon, and no, I'm heading there with the tool truck. And then I'll go make the vehicle switch afterwards and then get home after that. So it's going to be a long day.
I bet it is. Well, Mr. Chad will be there, won't he?
No, he will be, Tom.
Well, if he's bought that Jeep yet that I sent him a picture of for his new grandson, if you see him tonight, I texted it to him. They had him at Tractor Supply out in front, and I'm telling you, that's the nearest thing to realization I've ever seen for a kid. It's not one of them little plastic hootie-dootie things. It was $2,500.
Noticed it's the one down there in Greer out front. They're pretty realistic looking, that's for sure.
And tell him if you don't get by here before long that number one, Bernice is going to slap him around, but I'm going to follow up.
For HKX, I'll make sure to deliver the message.
I'm sure that puts the fear of God in him. Not. Shoot. Well, I'll let you pay attention to your driving there, but it's really getting foggy down here. Couldn't hardly see over there to the end of my antenna there in Kathy's yard. It's really, really fogging up bad. I don't know how much more rain tonight, but it's supposed to be a nice day tomorrow.
Forecast for tomorrow to be a nice. Last I heard it was supposed to be just like today or worse.
About a second here. Hang on. Here we go. I didn't have my face in front of the phone. And it says, oh boy, let's see. Yeah, they changed it. It says Friday, 40% chance, 59-68. Earlier today, Kendra on Fox News said it was, or maybe it was last night that she said that, we're going to get a break on Friday and be some sunshine out there. But from what my phone says on the WYFF4 app, it says 40% tomorrow, 80% Saturday, Patrick, 64 degrees, and then finally sunny on Sunday.
I was saying there earlier today when I looked, except we're supposed to have thunderstorms up at the house Saturday, so hopefully they're not too bad. But it is what it is. Ain't nothing I can do about it.
Good Lord and Mother Nature, they got control of that. Well, now that you mentioned it on this my location thing on the WYFF4 app, that cloud on there is not just a cloud with rain, but it's got a lightning bolt sticking out of it. So, yeah, you're right. Thunderstorm Saturday.
Up around the house used to always tell us that thunders in the wintertime in 3 days and you'll have snow.
It looks like it's going to go back to 60 on Sunday and then the lower 50s all the way. Hit the wrong dang button here. All the way through next Saturday. They don't show any snow or anything, but I was told this is one of the hardest places in the United States to forecast because, you know, we got that mountain range up there between us.
Them mountains affect the storms in different ways every time. Depends on which way they push the storm. So you just got to kind of take it as it comes. But I've been dealing with it for 48 years now. So I'm kind of gotten used to it.
That Chris Justice means he lived up in Hendersonville. You know, his folks have that apple orchard. He's a really reliable source, and I like Kendra on Channel 21. That's over the air. She's good, but Justice usually pretty good. Now, a lot of times they'll over forecast something if it's Not that, oh, they missed it again. But I'd rather see them err on the side of caution than I would be to have something sneak up on us.
Always err on the side of caution. That way you can be pleasantly surprised.
Leastwise, it's not one of them polar vortexes here. I don't like that 6-degree stuff and all of that. When I left Kansas 14 years ago, I drove that snow shovel in the ditch.
Prepare for whoever will come next, right?
2 years after we moved down here, I called my daughter and I said, the one down here at Greer, and I said, Amy, you said that it never snowed here. I said, we got 9 inches of snow and it's 12 degrees outside.
Down with you, right?
I've been blamed for that more than once, but we have very few tornadoes here, and we had tornadoes every single year, and even clear up into December in Kansas. So, at leastwise, we don't have that, and I've seen, personally seen, the results of an F4 and an F5, an F3, myself. And it sort of looks like after they dropped the bomb on Hiroshima and Nagasaki when one of those goes through on the ground.
Imagine, all I've been around is the little F1 or F2 that's hit around here. One of my customers' house got hit up there in Cleveland when it come through a couple years ago. He ends up getting a new house out of it.
Took us up one time when we was on vacation down here before we moved down here to the Oconee nuclear plant. You know, not being from here, I got out and I said, wow, I thought they didn't have any radiation leaks around here, or else maybe it's a tornado. But I said, them trees, they ain't got no bark on them.
You know, strange things happen time to time.
They were crepe myrtles. We'd never seen a crepe myrtle. And they looked like they had no bark. And I thought, oh, we're going into this place. They have a museum up there, or, you know, you can walk through and visit. I enjoyed it. And I took a picture of it. I got it hanging on my wall there at the bottom of the stairs out of her neighbor's airplane. He flew us down to Clemson one time and landed down there and flew us over to football field and university. And ironically, as bumpy as it was in that Cessna 172, I got a beautiful picture of that nuclear power plant. And you can only fly so close to it. But, I never seen that. But to make a long story short, we went back to Kansas 2 weeks after the Joplin tornado that killed something like 190 people. And my brother-in-law took us over to Joplin. And we drove through that 2 weeks afterwards, Patrick, and it looked like Hiroshima. It was just, and it was like these big, strange, what do they call them, strange love, the big 12-ton trucks you see running around, strange brothers. They were just hauling those out of there one after another as fast as they could. Where Home Depot was concrete. Where Walmart was, concrete. Where the high school was, concrete. It was just totally amazing. A lot of places, no grass, and the bark was sucked off of the trees if they remained standing. I'd never seen that in my life.
What Mother Nature can do, and not to change the subject, but it's pretty foggy up here, and there's people driving around without their headlights on, or no lights at all.
Yeah, anytime it rains in South Carolina, your law says you have your wipers on. But I see them all the time. I don't always flip my turn signal lever and go to high beam several times to try to tell the idiots to turn on your headlights. I mean, it's crazy. Anyways, I'll let you go, Patrick, because that could get dangerous for you. And nice to see you again, and we'll catch you down the line. KO4HKX and 0TR73.
Tom, and yes, it was good to see you and Miss Bernice again, and thank you for the eggs. I do appreciate it. And y'all have a good evening and look forward to talking to you on down the line. KO4HGX. I'll be clear for now. 7-3.
You too, Tom, and 4ZLK.
KO4HGX.
I'm going. I just wanted to say hello.
Careful out there tonight. Sounds like it's going to be a rough night. And it's mighty foggy out here, so I'll let you go, and you have a good evening. KO4HGX. I'm clear. 7-3.
Seven degrees, and I see blue sky through the breaks of the clouds, so I'm enjoying this warmer weather. Talk to you later. N4ZLK Mobile.